Even as Congress debates intelligence reform, the Bush administration faces more questions about how it uses intelligence on Iraq. The question is whether the Bush administration is cherry-picking, that is, embracing intelligence that suits its message and ignoring the rest. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the debate over predictions by the National Intelligence Council.
The National Intelligence Council has a key job. It writes National Intelligence Estimates, NIEs. They're formal reports representing the best work of the CIA and other U.S. intelligence agencies. NIEs are produced only rarely, and they get taken seriously, or at least they usually do. This summer, a new NIE on Iraq grimly predicted the country's near future was at best instability, at worst civil war. That prediction is at odds with President Bush's assertion that Iraq is progressing steadily towards democracy. And last week, the president downplayed the NIE.
The CIA laid out several scenarios. It said life could be lousy, life could be okay, life could be better. And they were just guessing as to what the conditions might be like.
Just guessing. Those words infuriated intelligence officials who stand by the estimate. The comment didn't sit well with Democrats either. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, the senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, fired off a letter to Mr. Bush defending the NIE as thorough, thoughtful, and frank.
He just brushed aside the intelligence community as if it didn't exist or if it didn't matter. And they're just guessing. Well, no, they're not. These are professionals. And the document is about the political, the economic, the cultural, the security situation, and it paints a very bleak picture.
The president has since corrected himself and says he shouldn't have said guess, but rather estimate. But the original comment has rankled. Lee Strickland retired from the CIA in December after 30 years' service. He points to the very different reception the president gave to the National Intelligence Estimate of 2002. That's the notorious estimate that way overestimated Iraq's weapons capabilities. Strickland worries the Bush administration, then and now, is twisting intelligence to suit its agenda.
When this estimate doesn't mesh with policy, it's dismissed as guesswork, as a piece of academic nonsense. But when another NIE comes out, this is the pre-war NIE on weapons, you know, it was embraced as offering the ultimate support for the government's policy. So I think what you see and what is of concern to me is what I would consider an inconsistent and an improper use of intelligence.
In addition to this summer's gloomy NIE and the 2002 one on weapons, this week word surfaced of yet another Iraq report. Government officials say that in January 2003, just 2 months before the war, the National Intelligence Council warned the president and his advisors that an invasion could lead to instability, even guerrilla warfare. Democratic Senator Joe Biden is advising the Kerry campaign. He says the president was wrong to ignore that warning nearly 2 years ago from the National Intelligence Council, and he's wrong to shrug off this summer's NIE.
The same outfit that tells him we're in deep trouble in Iraq right now, and the worst case is civil war, the best case is chaos, that he dismisses as guessing, is the same outfit that was right a couple years ago telling him what he was about to face.
Yesterday at the president's ranch in Crawford, Texas, spokesman Scott McClellan denied that Mr. Bush ignored any intelligence warnings. The president was very well aware of the challenges we faced, McClellan told reporters, adding he's also very well aware of the consequences of not acting to remove Saddam Hussein's regime and hold them accountable in a post-September 11th world. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.